talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going to the front lines of history in the making. And as usual, we're going to give away a free T-shirt, the third caller today. Free T-shirt, Devil Radio T-shirt designed by Crudy himself. Lots to talk about. So where do we start? I'll tell you where we're going to start. Some good news. The FBI has made two arrests in the killing of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer who was killed by insurrectionists on January 6th. He actually lingered and died the next day. They arrested a guy from West Virginia named George Tanis and a guy from Pennsylvania named Julian Cater in connection with Brian Sicknick's death. They now think, they've taken a look at the video, that these people attacked Sicknick and they sprayed him with bear spray, which apparently is worse than tear gas, right in his face. And what he died of was not blunt force trauma, like being hit in the head by a fire extinguisher, but perhaps the result of that attack and the putting of the bear spray so close into his face. It was a chemical spray of some sort. And they would talk about bear spray as they were shouting it back and forth. You know, Sicknick served in the military in Saudi Arabia and Kyrgyzstan. They also made, he was a veteran. I mean, he'd fought a lot worse people than these insurrectionists. When push came to shove, he was outnumbered. There were many hundreds of them. There were only a handful of officers. They were swarmed. They were beaten. One officer had his eye gouged out. Another one stabbed with a pole. Two others brain damaged by being hit in the head by lead pipes. One was about to be killed. They said, shoot him with his own gun, until they said, look, I have kids. This is a police officer. Why should he have to plead like that to Americans? And he was surrounded by a few good people who stopped him from being killed. Others were beaten badly, thrown down the stairs. An insurrectionist, a woman, shot by law enforcement as they broke in to try to murder congressmen, and another one trampled to death. Somebody was with her, said, please don't step on her. And they just ran right over her and trampled her to death. The FBI made another arrest. They arrested a guy who admitted to burying the badge that he stole from one of the Capitol police officers in his backyard. And that was the police officer who's been interviewed on television. You may have seen him saying that he did his best, but he was about to be killed. He said he had kids and they beat him and they beat the heck out of him and they stole his badge and this guy buried it in his backyard. You know, there's something really perverted about all this. There really is. These were American police officers being attacked by these people. That's why it is really, really disgusting when Ron Johnson said that these people respected the law, wouldn't break the law, and respected law enforcement when they killed them. You don't respect somebody when you kill them. Well, in this particular case, or gouge their eyes out, brain damage them, stab them with a pole. You don't respect people, and even if they're officers, especially if they're officers. The one guy they've not made an arrest in a way, it's the most consequential of all of the felonies that were committed and the most dangerous, was the guy who put pipe bombs outside of the party headquarters of the Democratic and Republican parties. Pipe bombs. And the only way that people tumble to that, because a pipe bomb is small and it doesn't really, you know, in an urban area, some people are going to overlook it, depending on where it's placed. A woman was out walking her dog. And she was standing there and the dog was standing there and she looked over and she saw this thing. And she at first thought, you know, that's not much. Then she thought, nah, I think I'll make a call on that. And she did. Thank God she did. because then the bomb squad came and they neutralized it. And then they realized it might be somewhere else too. And they looked over at Democratic Party headquarters and elsewhere, and they found another pipe bomb. You know, here's the deal. There is video of the guy, video, surveillance video from businesses in the area. Remember something, if you think you're going to pull something, you're not pulling anything at all. All of these businesses have cameras, or at least almost all of them. Everybody who is walking along the street is being photographed. Now, most of it is unremarkable. Nobody is going to review it. But if something bad happened, law enforcement's going to contact the businesses in the area and look at their video for that day, for that time. And that's what they did here. Now, in this video, the guy has a hoodie and he has distinctive shoes. You know, they freeze frame it. And, you know, shoes nowadays, I mean, a long time ago, you'd go and you get a pair of wingtips that were black or brown. You know, now, I mean, everybody's wearing, every shoe looks a little different. Well, they have publicized these pictures, but somebody somewhere has got to recognize the way the guy walks, the way he walks in a hoodie, and those shoes all put together. And so far, they haven't turned him in. And maybe it's a relative, maybe it's a friend who knows it, but at some point, it's going to be a coworker or a member of the public. Even if the guy burns the hoodie and burns the shoes, they may remember that they saw this guy and they should call law enforcement. They should call law enforcement because Brian Sicknick isn't coming back. And if those pipe bombs had gone off, a lot of other people wouldn't have been coming back. And it's nihilism. You know, it reminds me back in the 70s, you had a group in Italy. They call them the red something or other. They kidnapped the prime minister and murdered him. They set up bombs in public places. And basically, you know, why in the 70s? All of the fever of the 60s were over. Vietnam War was over. Just out of the blue, you get people who get worked up. And now, of course, after Trump and after the polarization of Trump, you have people really worked up. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. They've got to be arrested, but they've also got to be stopped in their source. So stand by. 2 arrests so far. There may be more. There will be more. And the Holy Grail will be getting the guy who planted the pipe bombs. Donald Trump has made a representation decision in Manhattan where the DA, Cyrus Vance, is going after him for financial crimes. He's made a representation decision. A lot of the big law firms won't touch him for 2 reasons. He won't pay his fees. He steps them. He won't cooperate. He shoots his mouth off. No lawyer likes his client to shoot his mouth off in public, especially when they get the kind of publicity that Donald Trump will get, and then try a case. But he has 2 people. He has 2 people. Okay, before we get into who the 2 people are, they're very interesting people, very unpleasant people. We're going to go to the lines. Dave of Oregon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave of Oregon?
Good morning, Matt. Hey, I wanted to, just a couple of quick points. You know, you're touching on Ron Johnson, and, you know, Ron Johnson just changes his lies from one day to another, you know. First, right. It was a joyful crowd, and then, you know, then he was saying it was the Black Lives Matter and Antifa were in there, and, you know, so his lies are just, we just have to get rid of him. That's pretty simple. Not just however we can get him out, the quicker the better. The bigger thing, you know, and I'm a little bit slow, so maybe other people realize this before me, but, you know, all along they were saying how it was a cheat, the big lie about the election, that, you know, they keep promoting this. Well, the reason they've been promoting this is all along they've planned to do these voter restriction rights, you know, roll back voting rights. And so by continually preaching that the election was a fraud, people won't complain when they suddenly say, oh, yeah, we're going to change these voting rights because there's all these big lies going on. This is really, I mean, the Democrats got to up their game. They got to be ahead of these guys because this, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, yeah, they were hoping maybe they might get lucky, but they knew they weren't going to get the election overturned. But all along, it was just so they could set up these change in these voter rights. I mean, I really believe that. I could be wrong, but I don't know. I'll take your comments off the air, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, no, Dave, I think you hit a very profound point on two things. First of all, Ron Johnson, he first of all said it wasn't an armed insurrection. Are you kidding me? Guys were killed. Secondly, and they did have weapons. They weren't confiscated, but they did have weapons. And polls and clubs are armed. Secondly, his business about they loved law enforcement, they loved the law when they kill law enforcement and they committed felonies is just flat out false. This guy is an embarrassment to Wisconsin. He's got to go. When it comes to the big lie, yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. They knew they weren't going to overturn it, the election. They also knew they lost the election. But what they want to do is restrict votes so that they don't win or lose future elections. So they call it fraud just because they lost. They lather up people who don't pay attention to the news the way you do and a lot of other people do to think it really is fraud. And then they're going to put in no absentee ballots, no drop boxes, weed out people who didn't vote last time, and especially in urban areas, so they can win. That's it. In a nutshell, you hit the nail on the head. We're coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. And come back, we're going to get into Donald Trump's representation in the criminal case.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.